We're now walking along the edge of what many of us know as the home of the Victorian College of the Arts, or the VCA. It's part of Melbourne University's South Bank campus. This part of the campus, bounded by St Kilda Road, South Bank Boulevard, Dodds Street and Grant Street, was the site of the former Victorian Police Depot, which was constructed between 1912 and 1925. It included the police barracks, a drill hall, hospital, stables, and various residences, workshops and stores. And these buildings were designed by the Public Works Department, many under the oversight of its chief architect, E. Evan Smith. We're standing on the porch of the former Dispensers residence from 1914, and it was associated with the police hospital. And this building is now the home of Melbourne University's Willen Centre for Indigenous Arts and Cultural Development. To talk to us about the history of the centre and the work that he does here, we have with us the centre's director, Tiriki Onus, a Yorta Yorta and Jaja Warong artist, performer, filmmaker and academic. Tiriki, can you tell us about the Willen Centre and your role here?
I can. The Willen Centre for Indigenous Arts and Cultural Development, at the time of recording this, is now hurtling into our 23rd year of life. It's a place that's fascinated me for a good deal of my life. I came here as a guest lecturer about 18 years ago to give one guest lecture, and then I was asked to do another and another. Somehow I got conned into doing an undergraduate degree and then ultimately a PhD, and I've never left. But the Willen Centre is one of those extraordinary places that has grown out of a need, a desire from community members from all sorts of different backgrounds, particularly from our First Nations community, to make sure to see that there was more representation of the voices of this place, of the Kulin Nations country upon which we stand, particularly the Wurundjeri Woiwurrung and the Bunurong countries upon which we work and share so much of our practice. For much of its life here at the Victorian College of the Arts and now Faculty of Fine Arts and Music, there hasn't been necessarily one continuous narrative of Indigenous artistic practice and voice and presence. Indeed, when I came here and studied all those years ago, there was very much a thought that the practices that take place here were not necessarily connected with place, with the country beneath our feet. Ironically, country which has known artists, dancers, painters, storytellers, performers for thousands upon thousands of generations. But thanks to many of our early community members here at the Willen Centre, people like Andrea James, former deans of ours such as Andrea Hull and the wonderful Michelle Evans, the Willen Centre was born through the support of the Dara Foundation and others as a place to both support First Nations students who are coming here to hone their craft, to become artists out there in the world, and to create a point of contact for our communities of practice. Our communities, black, white, brindle, wherever they might come from, to have an opportunity to engage with the deep-seated histories of creative and artistic practice which have always existed in this land and which have always been contemporary to the time when they were being produced.
So you've been in your current home for about 2 years now. Mm. It is the site of the former Victorian Police Depot. What does it mean, I suppose, to have that as a home in a site that might have a bit of a contentious history? And how have you made that place home for your centre?
It's been a really interesting history because we have struggled with it, certainly. The original Willen Centre down by the Willen Gardens, just behind this building, was a small, temporary, demountable, portable teaching space that had three rooms, no heating, no cooling. But it was very much our home. Then we moved into more modern buildings around campus, always temporarily. But to have our final home in part of the original old police barracks is not without its challenges, certainly. And in taking this building over, there were some conversations that needed to be had about how we would make it more accessible. How would we hold a space that was seen as being more open and safe for our communities, because this isn't just a place for our students or our staff. The Willen Centre has become a hub for community arts practitioners and others who are passionate about working in and with Indigenous arts and the stories of this place. So we worked a lot to try to soften the edges of the building. And if you have a look around the back, you can see the wonderful additions made by Jiffa Greenaway and his architects to really expand upon the space that we were presented with. So very much the Willen Centre sort of explodes out the back and onto campus. But in that facade that faces to the street, we're very, very conscious about the fact that it does present in a certain way, and due to heritage, we need to keep certain parts of it as it once was. Interesting conversation about heritage. We never quite seem to know when it starts, but there are aspects of it that certainly seem to take precedent over others. It did involve us restoring a lot of the front of the building to be more in keeping with what it would have looked like once upon a time. We had to take the bars off the windows and replace all of the poles along the front veranda, which had become very utilitarian steel designs from the 70s, I think. But a bigger part of how we make our space accessible is about the stories that we tell and the type of role that we hold within our communities, how we hold them publicly, and how we're able to, if you will, put on our big kid pants and have part of the more troubling parts of the conversation, the more challenging parts of the conversation at times, but always, and this is very much at the core of what we teach at the Willen Centre, always from places of strength. We don't wish to be defined through deficits. So whilst we grapple with challenging parts of our history, and certainly the history of this building might be seen by some to be incongruous with histories of Aboriginal Australia, there's opportunity here for us to focus on the extraordinary strength of the artists and practitioners that have come through this space, those who have poured their strength into our communities and seen to it that the name of the Willen Centre carries so much weight out there in our communities more broadly. And that's an extraordinary legacy. I'm very honoured and proud to be a part of and to be able to hold the history of so many extraordinary people that have come before. We're very much a product of visionaries and those who have been devoted to our community here, and I hope that in time the building will come to personify even more of that for our local Indigenous and broader community in general.
It sounds like you're remaking the story of the building, and I think that possibly more buildings' stories should be remade in similar ways. It's quite beautiful. And not only, I suppose, is this now your home, but there's also a really lovely garden in the centre of this campus that would, I suppose, be meaningful to you and the people that use the Willen Centre.
The garden in the centre of campus is in many ways, I think, the home of Willen more than this building is, and it's wonderful, sort of immutable sense. The Willen Garden is the site of the first act of our students and community holding space here on the campus of the Victorian College of the Arts, organised by Michelle Evans, whom I mentioned before, who, for what she dubbed Willen Week many, many years ago, organised a group of students, largely non-Indigenous, along with other Indigenous students as well, but many allies in this space as well, to camp out on the back lawns of what was then the VCA campus, right next to the fence of the old police stables, as they were still in use back in those days, and certainly when I was still a student as well. Michelle and the students camped out, they lit a fire, and held space to amplify Indigenous voice, Indigenous presence, to make it clear that the stories of this place had not gone away, rather that the stories that have been here for 65,000 plus years, for thousands upon thousands of generations, have been added to, certainly over the last 2.5 centuries or so, but that all of us sit in a continuum of practice that reaches back to the beginning of all things. And it's from that fire that Michelle and the students lit and kept burning for that week, that the Willen Centre takes its name. Willen meaning a fire or flame in both Bunwarang and Wurundjeri Woiwurrung languages. Locally was gifted by Wurundjeri elder, Auntie Joy Murphy, great supporter and friend of the Willen Centre, as so many of our elders and community members have been and continue to be. That fire, that spark, which so many of our artists seek to ignite in themselves or to fan into flame, is very much at the heart of our identity of the Willen Centre here. And the Willen Garden now has expanded out to encompass the whole courtyard of the back of or the centre now is what of the South Bank campus, is our spiritual home. It's been challenged at times. We had to move all of the air conditioning plant for the new stables when they were brought online as studios because the architects, in their inimitable wisdom, didn't think that a fireplace was that important, so we could just put the air conditioning right through the middle of it. But after 7 or 8 months of gentle conversations, we managed to sort that problem out, as we will others. But Willen will always exist in that fire. It's where we hold smoking ceremonies for our commencing students of all backgrounds. It's where we teach, and it's very much the heart of the campus around which we gather and hold space together. There's a lovely strength that comes from all of us feeling like we've got the opportunity and the permission to think of what it means to be artists who walk in the footsteps of so many thousands of generations of other artists before us.
It's really beautiful to see the Willen Centre and yourself making space for Indigenous arts and culture in the arts precincts. Thank you for speaking with us today.
Thank you.
It's been really lovely.
It's a real pleasure. Thanks.
Thanks.